What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, November 5th, 2019, Guy Fawkes Day, and we've got a lot to talk about. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. So all across Britain, of course, and actually given the time zone difference right about now, they're having the bonfires and celebrating Guy Fawkes Day. Turning to our domestic politics here, apparently email released through a Freedom of Information Act request shows that Burisma's lobbyists used Hunter Biden's position on the board of the corrupt Ukrainian gas company to request a meeting with Obama, Kerry, State Department officials while Joe Biden was vice president. Well, talk about Ukrainian corruption. There it is right there. And let's be honest, quid pro quo is a big part of politics around the world. The United States does not just hand out money without a good reason, unless it's to Israel. When the United States hands out money to any country, Ukraine or otherwise, there's usually an expectation of something coming back the other way. So quid pro quo or crime, the entire Congress would be behind bars right about now. Okay, Gordon Sondland has now changed his testimony. He's saying, oh yeah, you know, now that I've thought about it and been shown those embarrassing pictures, yes, I did tell a Ukraine official that withholding of U.S. aid was linked to the Biden investigation. So he got bought or blackmailed or something. And they're manufacturing this case out of thin air. And again, even if Trump said, I'm going to withhold the aid while you investigate corruption, because Ukraine's notorious for corruption, especially in its energy sector, how is that a crime? Now, George Nassif has dropped 7 million documents, one of which implicated John Kerry and Obama in Ukraine for $500 million. Over at Fox News, host Steve Hilton straight up accuses Marie Harf of covering up the corruption of the Bidens in Ukraine because she worked at the State Department during the Obama years. Project Veritas has come out with another video. This one is a leaker from inside of ABC, basically saying they had everything on Jeff Epstein years ago. They had Clinton's involvement. They had Prince Andrew. They had everything. And the network management said, no, we're not going to report that. Now, basically, ABC News, this anchor, has admitted a coordinated cover-up of Jeff Epstein rapes by corporate media. News outlets are therefore complicit in the repeated child rape claims. Understand why so many of them think it's okay to behave that way here. So ABC has issued a statement of their own, which basically is lawyer speak, saying that, all of our reporting met our standards at the time, and the decision was made not to move forward. But basically O'Keefe is saying, this is your standard network TV, cover your rear end response. Fact is, we know what Epstein was doing. The whole world knows what Epstein was doing. Now we're finding out ABC knew what Epstein was doing and would not report it. Getting on over to the impeachment witch hunt. Adam Schiff and the Democrats are starting to leak selected excerpts from the various transcripts to the media so that they can coordinate and help make the case against Trump in the eyes of the public. But so far, Ambassador Yovanovitch's 300-page testimony is based entirely on assumptions, innuendo, and what was already in the corporate media. There is no original source material there that indicates anything was done wrong. They're cut and pasting it, and they're letting it out there so the media can say, well, by golly, something bad went down. We're not sure what happened, but Trump's a baddie. We got to get rid of him here. Now, Representative Devin Nunes is saying that the GOP's first witness to testify in the impeachment hearing will be Adam Schiff himself, because he was there right at the beginning when the supposed whistleblower came forward and started this whole bit of nonsense. And we now know that the so-called whistleblower was also part of the Russiagate hoax. Now, Pat Buchanan is out with an article saying, where are the high crimes? And he's making a point that we've been making here for quite some time. You know, everybody's screaming impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. For what? Where are the high crimes and misdemeanors? They're not there. So Buchanan thinks this will eventually reach the Senate, but they've got nothing to work with. I want to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Now, Grassley is out there seeking details on administrative sanctions for the deliberate mishandling of classified information on Hillary Clinton's private server. They've conducted an investigation, and they have found dozens of cases. Hillary staffers intentionally put classified documents onto public email, including Hillary's private server. They weren't using the secure State Department servers. Now, Elizabeth Warren is still out there on the campaign trail. She's smelling blood in the water relative to Joe Biden, and she's out there screaming about how she's going to reform banking. And apparently she didn't clear her red rhetorical skirts, if you will, with Wall Street. They're starting to cut off donations to the Democrats over Warren's rhetoric. They're concerned she really means it. Meanwhile, Tulsi Gabbard is out there saying that the U.S. government is hiding the truth about 9/11 terror attacks. Now, in her case, she's insisting that there is evidence out there that Saudi Arabia was involved. And maybe there is, maybe there isn't. Personally, I think she's looking in the wrong direction. But it almost doesn't matter. Because if Tulsi can push forward, push through to the point where the American people know that the U.S. government lied about 9/11 in any aspect at all, then the American people are going to sit back and say, well, what else have we been lied to about? We know we were lied to about Saddam's nuclear weapons. We were lied to about Assad's sarin gas. Now we know we're being lied to about 9/11. Why did we invade Afghanistan? Why did we bomb Iraq? If Saudi Arabia was connected with 9/11, why didn't we bomb them? Again, I think Tulsi's pointed in the wrong direction. But if she makes a breakthrough, it's still good overall for the 9/11 truth movement here. All right, let's talk about the international news here. Over in Syria, the army prepares for an advance in northern Latakia. And Turkish-backed forces shelled a U.S. military column near Tal Tamer in northeastern Syria. And it's getting so confusing over there that the Americans don't know who they're supposed to be shooting at. That's because our Syria policy keeps mutating and fluctuating over and over and over again. So in response to a recent escalation in northern Latakia, the Syrian Arab Army has deployed a batch of reinforcements south of the militant-held town of Kobani. And Syria's military leadership is also considering to deploy units from the Tiger forces to the area. And if this is confirmed, the Syrian military may undertake offensive actions around Kobani in the very near future. Now, during the past few years, U.S.-backed militants used Kobani as a foothold to shell and attack government-controlled area. The liberation of this town may become a turning point in restoring security and defeating terrorism in this part of Syria. I don't know why they're still calling it terrorism. It's an outright war is what it is. Getting on back to Donald Trump, remember when he made a big deal about I'm pulling forces out of Syria, huzzah, 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 then we find out they really didn't get all that far before being turned right around and going right back into where they were. They're setting up new military bases around those oil-rich areas. So the war has gone from Assad gassing his own people to crushing ISIS to, let's just be honest and say, we're there to steal the oil. Now, Moscow is slamming the United States' illegal presence in Syria amid these reports of new military bases being built in the oil-rich province. And nobody can make a legal case for why the U.S. should be in there. It's just Trump is saying, no, we're in there. That's it. I have decided, mahi dictum est. We're going to be in Syria. We got to keep that oil away from ISIS, and we've got to keep it away from Assad. So, again, there's so much flip-flopping going on. U.S. troops are really not sure where they're supposed to shoot at anymore. Now, the Pentagon can't operate off of Trump's Twitter feed because it bounces around so much. And also, Twitter, of course, does not represent an official channel of communication between the administration and the military. So they're left kind of guessing, you know, what are we supposed to be doing today? All right. The Secretary General of the Palestine Liberation Organization Executive Committee said that Israel's occupation has stolen 90% of the Jordan Valley. And the biggest danger regarding the Jordan Valley and Israel's settlements is Israel's attempt to extend its sovereignty over the valley under security pretexts that are aimed at tightening restrictions on the Palestinians. And he pointed out the occupation state, Israel, has taken an estimated $450 million worth of property stolen from the local Palestinian residents. Kind of like Trump's attitude towards Syria. We're just going to take it. Nobody can stop us, so we're just going to take it here. Needless to say, tensions between Israel and Jordan are rising. And apparently, earlier today, Jordan recalled its ambassador from Tel Aviv for consultation in protest at Israel's months-long detention of two Jordanians without charge or trial. Israel really does believe they are above international law here. Meanwhile, Israel's chief rabbi, Yitzhak Yosef, has come on out there declaring Afro-Americans to be monkeys. Now, Yosef's status as chief rabbi is constitutionally recognized in Israel. It's official. And he's always inciting violence against Palestinians, unreported by America's corporate media. Now he's out there saying that Afro-Americans are monkeys. That's not being reported in America's corporate media. Can you imagine anybody else in our culture, society, saying that Afro-Americans are monkeys and not be literally crucified in the press? Because this guy's an Israeli, no, we're not going to report it. We're not going to report it. Dan Crenshaw is out there trying to sell the idea that criticism of Israel is not protected under the First Amendment. Well, I've read that First Amendment many times over. There are no exceptions in it at all. And the only way you're going to get an exception in there is with a new constitutional amendment. And I don't think that's going to fly. I don't think you're going to get that past three quarters of the states for ratification. Now, Iran, in response to recent increases in sanctions, is now saying they will start enriching uranium to 5% at the Fordo site as of, in fact, tomorrow. And the JCPOA had set a limit of 3.67%. So this going up to 5% is largely symbolic, and it's still way, way, way below what would be needed to actually build a nuclear weapon. Now, Iran has said they're capable of enriching uranium up to 20% at the Fordo plant. They're not doing it currently because they have a stockpile of 20% enriched uranium, which is useful for things like reactor fuel. And Iran does have a nuclear power plant. Over in North Korea, they're saying that Washington's terrorism blacklist, its redesignation of Pyongyang as a state sponsor of terror, is hindering nuclear diplomacy. So the United States isn't changing their tactics. You know, the old saying, catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. All the United States seems to have these days is more and more vinegar. Now, I love this next story. The United States Navy is facing a major problem in maintaining its larger ships, especially the aircraft carriers. And right now, all the carriers assigned to the Atlantic are in port in various stages of repairs. And the Navy is finally admitting they can't get a handle on all of this. So who are they going to turn to? The Carnival Cruise Lines. Because they have developed very good maintenance techniques to keep their cruise lines at sea. So I think it's kind of funny. I'm sure that Carnival Cruise Lines is going to be, you know, puffing up their chest and saying, see, we're helping over here. All right. On the 29th of October, the Norwegian news outlet NRK broke the story that between 8 and 10 Russian submarines, including the new Sierra 2 class, had begun exercises in the North Atlantic. This is one of the largest Russian naval exercises focused on submarine warfare since the end of the Cold War. And it's likely that one of the core purposes of the exercise is to test the stealth capability of Russian subs. They've been working on that for quite a while. And of NATO forces' abilities to track them as they push through what's called the GUIK gap, which is the strategic bottleneck between Greenland, Iceland, and Great Britain. Now, the Sierra 2 class submarine, like the Alpha, has a titanium hull, meaning it can dive a much greater depth than conventional steel-hulled submarines, and it's also much quieter than most other submarines. Apparently, they also took out one of their Bore-class SSBNs and test-fired one of those missiles as well. And supposedly, the test worked very well. Okay, over in Europe, let's talk about the economic news here. The Hungarian central bank chief, Matoiszky, calls the euro a trap. And he's saying it's time to get out. 20 years after the euro's launch, most of the necessary pillars of a successful global currency are still missing. It doesn't work. And it's impoverishing the people of Europe. It's taking the real wealth created by the labor of the people of Europe, and it's putting it in the pockets of the bankers. And everybody who understands banking knows this is a dead end anyway. It's central banks, especially private central banks, build up debt faster than money with which to pay that debt until the debt crushes the system. And we're starting to see that happen here in the United States. We're starting to see that happen in Europe. None of our politicians want to address that because the fingers will start pointing. Well, you did this. This is all your fault. Don't blame us. The American Farm Bureau is warning that farm bankruptcies are entering a parabolic curve. They have soared 24%. And it's accelerating and will likely equal the farm disaster that was seen in the early 1980s. And part of the problem are the farm bailouts, which are failing. There's this tsunami in farm bankruptcies sweeping across the country with record high debt, collapsing farm income, and depressed commodity prices because of the trade war. U.S. farmers are dropping like flies because there is no end in sight of the 15-month long trade war. Now, China has suggested that if a trade deal were to be reached, that they would buy 20... Oh, we're already at a commercial break. We're going to stop for a commercial. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economic news. And China has indicated that if the trade war comes to an end, if a deal is made, it will aim to buy $20 billion in U.S. farm goods in the first year of the initial deal. To be good for all those farmers who are struggling to avoid bankruptcy here. But if the trade war hadn't started in the first place, China's 2020 purchases would have exceeded $27 billion. So even under the best of circumstances, the American farmer is down $7 billion. That's something that the Democrats can point to as indications that Trump has kind of messed up the economy. And it almost seems like we have all these various world leaders, including Donald Trump, who think that statesmanship is showing the willingness to let your own people suffer more than the people in other countries in order to achieve whatever it is the goal was going to achieve. And we're seeing a backlash around the world. Everybody's waking up. Latin America's waking up, so is Africa. Latin America street protests against the U.S. IMF-imposed debt trap and the consequential austerity programs, which make the rich richer and the poor poorer, are raging in Honduras, Nicaragua, Ecuador, Chile, Argentina, and even in Brazil. Argentina and Latin America, though much of the subcontinent was supposedly freed from Spain and Portugal in the 19th century, a new kind of colonization followed by the new empire of the United States under the so-called Monroe Doctrine, named after James Monroe, which forbade Europeans to interfere in any American territory. And that's basically where the United States got this attitude that South America is our backyard. It's ours to play in. You stay out. Now the people down there in South and Central America are saying, we don't want to be your backyard. Uber has lost another $1.2 billion. Once again, the stock has taken a nosedive. Now here's a good one. Voters out in Los Angeles approved a scheme for the city to spend $1.2 billion building housing for some of its 27,000 homeless people. Good so far. It turned out, past all the paperwork and Zoom graft and corruption, it's coming out to $500,000 per unit. To err is human. To really mess things up takes government. Speaking of government, apparently out in California, PG&E declared bankruptcy last January. But that didn't stop them from spending millions of dollars lobbying politicians, especially the ones who sponsored the bailout. So, still out there trying to buy political influence in a town where political influence is not only for sale, there's so much of it, the price has been discounted. But investors in PG&E are basically right now losing $1 billion per day in these wildfires and the blackouts. And the lawsuits haven't even started just yet. Hey. Now, this is a very bizarre case, and it bodes ill for the American people. Oklahoma police have asked a federal court to support their claim that citizens who fully comply with police during an arrest do not have a clearly established right to be free from police brutality. And apparently, this was the result of a lawsuit filed by attorneys for the Rutherford Institute on behalf of Gerald Edwards, an African-American who, despite fully complying with police orders during an arrest, was subjected to excessive force and brutality, including being thrown to the ground, tasered, and placed in a chokehold that rendered him unconscious and required 3 days of hospitalization. And so what the police are trying to say is, we have a license to use excessive force. Even if the person we're confronting is 100% cooperative and presents no threat, we need to have a right to just throw them around and bash them and do all kinds of stuff. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Joe, and oh, actually, we're coming up on a commercial break here. So, Joe, stay on the line here. And after the commercial break, I'm going to come back to you. We've been talking about this swine flu that has raced around planet Earth. It's killed at least one quarter of Earth's pig population. Something that people are not talking about is the fact is that swine flu always jumps to humans. You think about that one for a little bit. Swine flu always jumps to humans. So we could be on the edge of some major, major health unhappiness. All right, we're going to take a break for more commercials. We're going to be back with a phone call after these few words, so please stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go to the phones to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I wanted to talk about, there's a horse that named Covfefe that won in Santa Anita. I think it's 6-8 now. And by winning, it's brought up that whole controversy of that word that Trump used. At the time he used it, when he just first became president, they said that he misspelled coffee, and it was interesting that it is actually an ancient word, and Google actually wiped clean the word's definition from its search algorithms, because for some reason they don't want you to know what that word is, and Trump had commented in Twitter that maybe something with deep meaning, and it turns out some historian or somebody said that the word goes back to pre-Adamic times, before the flood and all that stuff, and it means in the end we will win. And I just find it interesting that Google and the powers that be in the media would try to keep a word's definition away from the American people. And you know, I this is a little quirky, but it kind of reinforces my opinion of the occult in secret society groups, that they really want to alienate us from our history and our language and even words. I mean, to have a president, and I think that this is also a signal to me that Trump is aware of this and is playing a deeper game than we might think. Because once again, I had no idea about this until today. Actually, I heard the X-22 report, and the guy was talking about it, and it is very interesting because you know I look into a lot of like ancient history that's you know suppressed archaeology and things
yes.
like that. And this is a prime example of why you can't trust like the Smithsonian archaeological things, because if it's something that's inconvenient or they don't want you to know, they like Google just literally wiped it from their search engine. I mean, that's insanity, you know. But why are they? What makes them fear that word, you know? And once again, the word supposedly means it's pre-Adam. Well, it goes back to the days of. You know, before the flood, and then after with the Tower of Babel, even after the flood, and it means in the end we will win. And there were people that knew what that word meant, and Trump knew what it meant, and yet they pretended like it was a misspelling, and they wouldn't even allow Google to allow, you know, change the search algorithm, kind of like wiped it from history, like 1984.
Yes.
And
exactly.
It's really,
make that reference.
And I know it seems like it's a small thing, but it really isn't. I mean, when you think about it, what else are they keeping from us? You know, Mike. I mean, what other like interesting facts and history and archaeology and language and linguism are they keeping from us? You know, and when I was flying to Africa,
well, the
I watched
fact that
this.
We discovered life on Mars in 1976 immediately leaps to the forefront.
Yeah, I mean, how much, you know, what's our real true history, you know? I mean, what's going on? It's like how much in the dark are they keeping us that they will alienate us from a word, you know? And even the President of the United States can say this word, and you won't really get, you'll just get bits and pieces of it. And this is like 3 years later, and because a horse wins a horse race, I'm figuring it out. And I'm just, it just kind of, you know, it's just a grasping at how, you know, how suppressed truth is to us people, and how the powers that be in science and archaeology and all that really, you know, they keep the public in the dark. It's not about informing us. It's about manipulating us. And, you know, I was talking to somebody on the boat about, like, smart people and real highly intelligent people. And watching the movie about J.R. Tolkien, you really have to wonder how much linguists, like really like super genius linguists, must really know about our history. I don't think anybody really. I think if you really knew like linguism and languages, I think you probably know more about our history than historians do, because of the where words come from and you know where people came from, Irish, Gaelic, all these words that tie in between like Irish language and Hebrew, ancient Hebrew. I mean, these things, you know, are just very interesting to me. And I wish I had the brain power to really be able to process it. But
yes,
it does once again reinforce my views on the way that information is controlled and how a simple word like covfefe can cause such, you know, authoritarian action by tech and the media and you know, did Trump do this on purpose? Was it an accident? I think he did it on purpose. And you know, it's just interesting that this could, you know, be at this kind of a level, you know. So the other thing, I wanted to talk about Flynn being a three-star. I looked it up. He was a three-star lieutenant general, and I still can't believe the Army is just, you know, going to roll over and let what happened to him go without some kind of a payback in one way or another. The FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, the media, and the Democrats, and all our judges that are involved, they really need a comeuppance. And, you know, one institute, you're supposed to respect institutions in Washington. And remember Comey, how he, like, joked about the fact fact that he wouldn't, you know, that they hit Flynn before the White House had its, you know, act together, and he never would have got away with it with any other White House. And, you know, he thought it was funny, you know, Mr. Comey out there. You know, I got family that are in the Army, and, you know, when you disrespect the three-star general, you know, you're disrespecting everybody in the Army. And to entrap him and to disgrace his uniform like that and to treat him like that, I really, and to see that smirking bastard on television, it just surprises me. Their arrogance, how arrogant these people are, these deep state traitors, that they just sit around and joke about that. And I'm hoping that, you know, that there's some justice coming. And you were talking about
in the Flynn case. There may be the judge basically canceled the hearing that was supposed to take place this week, and he's reviewing the case in light of the fact that it's now known the FBI altered Flynn's FD-302 forms. Now the FBI is saying, "Well, we lost the originals and we had to recreate them, but trust us, this is what was said." Which is utterly ridiculous. But the prosecutors may have been in contempt of court, and it could result in the charges being dismissed and the entire case tossed out of court, at which point Flynn is ideally positioned for countersuits.
Well, that's my whole issue is like, yeah, okay, so he gets his, you know, all the charges against him dismissed. But, you know, we need justice for the perpetrators of the crimes against this man, and the crimes against us as voters, the people that voted for Trump. I really was expecting great things from Michael Flynn. I knew about him before Trump was being inaugurated. I was very happy that of course, that Trump got elected, but to have him as the national security advisor, I was, like, ecstatic. And the way they targeted him and went after him, and it was like hobbled the Trump presidency right from the start. So, you know, they robbed me of 3 years. In this country of 3 years of what was our potential, where we could be, and I don't know if that position is still open and for the National Security Council or whatever, but I would put Flynn on there if I was Trump, and to make up for it. And I just hope Comey and all the people involved go to prison. It's not just like a slap on the hand. These people need to be. There needs to be some form of justice, or sooner or later the people are going to have to take justice up in our own hands, because we're not getting it from, you know, the people that are supposed to give justice. I mean, that's where this leads. I mean, I hate to see it, because, you know, we live in a country that's supposed to be by law, you know, but if there is no justice, sooner or later the people are going to have to take justice with their own hands, because there's no other way to get it. I mean, look at this ABC with Epstein. They hid the information. This guy's a child molester, you know? And they suppress the information. I mean, these are the same people that talk about Me Too and Kavanaugh, and they go around acting like, you know, they're the defenders of morals and this and that, and they suppressed information about a child molester. I mean, it's amazing. And nobody else is talking about it. Nobody's talking about it except the alt-right. And it's kind of sad, you know. So, you know, we live in this world where it's like, if people watch the news, the mainstream media, it's like they're come from another planet. They can't reason. They're being fed, like, you know, it's bad enough that they change the words definition of words that we can, you know, try to find. But there are people out there that are just fed nonstop lies, and they believe it. And you talk to them, and you might as well be talking to somebody from another country in another language, because they're just incapable of understanding you. I've given up on him, to tell you the truth. Hello? Hello?
I'm sorry. People are waking up around the world. And Zbigniew Brzezinski called it the Grand Global Awakening. Of course, from his point of view, that's a bad thing. They want us all to go back to sleep, go back to dreaming, go back to believing, going back to just doing as we're told to do, because that's how they manage the herd, as it were. Okay, looks like Joe just let go of us, so we're going to go to Ken in Michigan. Aloha, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Today I want to talk about the police.
Yes.
What I'm afraid of is one day they're going to take a step too far and videotaping them doing what they're doing isn't going to be enough. You know, and it's like, and then who, the crowd that's around is going to do their vigilante justice, if you, I guess, you know,
yes,
and take matters into their own hands against them. You know, with this police in Oklahoma, you know, that could be the kickoff point for all of that. And I really don't want to see it. I have friends and family that are police officers, and I worry about them a lot. And, you know, I talk to them going, you know, you can't be doing all of this stuff. You got to do it the right way, and they totally know what's going on. But I think it's going to be a step too far really soon.
We seem to be on a path from which there is no return, whether we're talking about the global wars or the economy or police conduct against law-abiding citizens. And you're right, that case in Oklahoma, if it wasn't so serious, it would be laughed at. This idea that police have a right to be brutal with anybody they meet, even if that person does not represent a threat, does not try and resist, is being 100% fully cooperative. But, hey, I'm kind of bored. Let's tase this guy anyway.
Right. My roid rage is, you know, I need to satisfy my roid rage. Let's kick the crap out of somebody.
Yeah, it's bad out there, and I'm not surprised that we're seeing attacks on the police like we're seeing in New York City right now, cars being vandalized and so forth. And everybody's trying to say, oh, bad people for not respecting the police. But, you know, respect is a two-way street, and for years now, we're not getting any respect from the police departments, you know, with all this civil asset forfeiture and unconstitutional stop and search. This is not what policing is supposed to be about.
Even in my own life, you know, I'll be driving down the road and I'll see a police officer sitting on the side of the street, and I'll get nervous, you know, and I'll check and make sure I'm doing everything right. I'm not speeding or nothing, and
yep,
I'll watch that cop until I can't see them no more, because I don't want to have any kind of interaction with them, because I don't know if they're having a bad hair day and they want to beat somebody up.
Well, don't forget there is that other aspect, and that has to do with the fact that prescription antidepressants can trigger rage and violent behavior. And there was a study done down in Florida that found that police officers are much higher consumers of these kinds of medications than the general public. In fact, one out of every four police officers surveyed was on one of these SSRI-type drugs.
Yeah, and that's epidemic, and that needs to... Of course, also with the way they're hiring the police, you know, the low IQ individuals,
yeah,
who think, okay, I watched this YouTube video. They did it. It must be good for me. Let's go give it a try.
Well, I remember.
But that's all
when
I had.
Okay. Well, I remember when I was in high school and I briefly joined the Police Explorer group, and I had it in my head I could be a decent detective. But then I saw behind the scenes at the local police station. And I said, no, I could never survive getting through this thing. All right. Thank you for the phone call, Joe. I'm sorry, Ken. We're going to let you go here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Okay. Now, over at Del Monte, they have recalled more than 140 vegetable products due to fears of listeria. Yesterday, it was salmonella was causing a recall. And this recall is vegetable products made by a fresh Del Monte produce subsidiary sold at supermarkets across the U.S. and Canada, and they are being recalled due to concerns they may be contaminated with Listeria. Now, the recall includes items like veggie trays, mixes, and bowls sold under the Mann's brand or private labels including Trader Joe's, H-E-B Kroger, and Safeway's Signature Farms. Now, my concern is simply this. We're already looking at going into a period of food shortages. And so we should be more careful with what food we actually have. Doesn't seem like it's happening. Okay, interesting little article here. This came out of Investment Watch blog. The internet is less free today than it was a decade ago. Part of it is the gotta take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about the internet. And Edward Snowden has come on out saying that the internet is less free than it was just a decade ago. And certainly those of us who spend a great deal of time on the internet have watched that decline, the campaign of deliberate disinformation by government and corporations, the constant surveillance, the constant hacking, the DOS attacks and so forth. And Amazon, Facebook, and Google are engaging in an abuse of personal privacy. They've taken the attitude that they own your data, no matter where you want it to go. Big Bird. Big Bird. Twitter is apparently now censoring news coming out of Palestine. They shut down the accounts of Quds News Network, a major Palestinian news publication, without any warning or explanation. We don't need an explanation. Israel told us to do it. And we must do what Israel says. Israel, the all-powerful, the all-knowing. And so Twitter has provided no explanation why it shut this all down. And it's just another alarming act of censorship. It shows how these major tech giants are complicit in Israel's efforts to suppress news and information about the abuse of the Palestinians and their rights. They don't want to change their behavior. They just don't want you talking about it. Israel's worked hard over the years to sort of create this positive image, how they treat the Palestinians. And it's all falling apart. They don't know how to deal with a population that is trading information amongst itself. And all the censorship on Twitter and Facebook and everything, it's in the end, it's going to shut down Twitter and Facebook and Google because nobody's going to want to use them anymore. People are going back to emailing lists, so forth and so on. Anyway, let's take another phone call. Chris in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, what's going on? How you doing?
Doing okay.
Oh, good. Yeah, I wanted to talk about internet censorship. What's Trump doing about it? You know, because it seems like he's the one that's behind all this stuff. You know, from day one, he always talked about how he was going to censor the internet, you know, to stop ISIS and all this stuff. So, I mean, but now the only ones that are really being censored are conservatives, and then he's not doing anything
right
about it. So it makes you wonder, I mean, so what's going on? I mean, who heads the ADL, Mike? Do you know his name?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, he's not
a
chi-con,
right? Abe Foxman.
Oh, that's the head of the ADL?
I think so.
Because, I mean, those are the ones that are behind all the censorship online and on Twitter and all that stuff, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's what it seems, that they're trying to curtail speech and, you know, who can say what and all this
they're,
stuff.
They're not ones. I mean, you've got the pharmaceutical companies who are trying to shut down anybody questioning the safety of vaccines.
I'm not talking about the safety of vaccines. I'm talking about internet censorship.
Internet censorship. Anyway, Chris, stay on the line. I'm going to come back to you after station identification.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.